Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eshet Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We are in chapter 39, What Stops You from Creating More Joyful Moments. When you have a goal, it's important to know what you have to do to accomplish your goal. It's also important to know what prevents you from achieving your goal. To clarify the answer, ask yourself, what stops me from reaching this goal? When you think of the answer, ask yourself, what can I do to overcome this? For example, some people cannot reach meaningful goals because they lack information. They don't know the steps that they need to take to reach their goal. They should ask, what can I do to gain the information and knowledge that I need to know? They can ask people who know the answers. People who have already accomplished the same goal might be the best people to ask. If you don't know who would know the answers, you can ask for referrals to people who might know. Read books and articles on the topic you want to know more about. You can ask librarians or bookstores for suggestions. Some reasons about not being able to reach a specific goal might be accurate, and you might not be able to reach it. But many thoughts that prevent the reaching of a goal are just thoughts. They're just excuses. They're just rationalizations. They're just imaginary limitations, which are not really going to limit you if you understand that it's all imaginary. In short, these negative thoughts are the only thing preventing some people from reaching their goal. The truth is that without the limiting thought, they would be able to do what it takes to reach their goal. When it comes to increasing moments of joy, many people are prevented from achieving this achievable outcome only by the thought that they can't do it. In reality, if they believe they could be more joyful, they would be successful. Being joyful is not appropriate in some life situations. However, there are many distressful circumstances and situations that are over and done with. Yet a person might choose to obsessively think about them in the present. He thinks that the situation prevents him from joy right now. But in actuality, if he would be totally determined to be joyful in the present, he could do it. If I told you not to think about a pink elephant would be the only thing on your mind. The same thing happens if you're trying not to think of negative thoughts. Instead of worrying about thinking thoughts you don't want to think, start thinking about what you do want to think about. So an example with the pink elephant, instead of thinking don't think about a pink elephant or worrying thoughts, which is more practical, have in mind, think about a sunny day, or thoughts of joy, or thoughts of things you can accomplish. Think elevating thoughts enable you to grow spiritually. Think thoughts of connecting with our Father, our King, Creator, and Sustainer of the universe. Think about the wonders of creation. Think about what you would like to accomplish and achieve. Think thoughts of the character traits that you want, such as kindness, compassion, courage, gratitude, serenity, joyful willpower, and other positive qualities. Sometimes you need a friend, teacher, or mentor to help you if you keep getting stuck in negativity. Do all you can to find people who encourage and inspire you. Be clear about what you consider your obstacles. Be determined to overcome these obstacles to joy. The biggest obstacle is simply not focusing on increasing your joy. Right now, you can choose to overcome that obstacle. Right now, you can say to yourself, I am totally determined to create more moments of joy. I will do everything that is within my power to be more joyful. I will speak and act joyfully. I will help others create more joy for themselves, and I will enjoy this so much that I will experience joy.